Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahariyam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Akshipati. Now, we saw the Lakshana Parabhashya, then the Sambhavana Parabhashya. Now, we enter the Pramana Parabhashya. What is the, through what Pramana do you prove this Adhyasa? Now, we defined the Adhyasa. Then, after the definition of Adhyasa, definition, okay, anyone can do any definition. Like the sun, lotus in the space is very fragrant. I can define something like this. Like the lotus in, I can give some hetu, I can define. But that doesn't prove the object. Na pratijna matrena vastu siddhi. Not just by saying something can be proven. So, he went on to prove sambhavana, the possibility of existence of the adhyasa is there. So, he proved the adhyasa. Now, through what pramana do you experience that? That is explained. Katam punaha avidyavat vishayani pratyakshadeni pramani shastrani cheti. See, during the end of the last bhashya, he said, sarvani cha shastrani vidhi pratishedha mokshaparani. All the vivahara, sarve pramana prameya vivaharaha laukika vaidikascha. All the vyavahara, all the worldly translation and the shastric transaction, scriptural transaction, all these happens because of the ignorance. Fine. The worldly transaction I can accept. I am ignorant, therefore I am doing this. Shastric transaction also? Even that. He says, it's blasphemy. You are saying, katam punah avidyavati vishyaniti. How can you say this shastric transcend pratyakshadini pramanani shastrani cheti, the pratyakshadi pramana, because when I say something is pot, this is pot, I say. Next fellow also understands it to be pot. The third fellow also understands it to be pot. The whole world transacts on that same object as pot. If it is a cloth, the whole world understands it to be cloth. So, how can this, this is direct perceivability. This is perceived directly by everyone and understood to be same as that object by everyone. There is no contradiction here. Like, if I am seeing a snake on a rope, there is a contradiction. The person with the right knowledge will say, no, this is rope. If I am seeing silver on the mother of pearl, then okay, this fellow will understand. No, it is mother of pearl, it is seashell. But here, everyone does the same transaction. Knowledgeable, ignorant, both say it is pot. So, how can you say pratyaksha also you cannot negate as with ignorance? This transaction of pratyaksha pramana also is with ignorance. You cannot say, you cannot negate it. Two, shastra you can never negate. You say uchyate, listen son, this is what is it. Dehendriyadishu aham mama abhimana rahitasya pramatrutva anuvattau pramana pravruti anuvattehe. Dehendriyadishu katam punaha pramanani pratikshadini pramanani. So he will come to the tika. Tad tattva parichedo hi pramavidya tad sadhanani pramanani katam avidya divshiyani. See, first he defines what is prama, what is vidya, what is knowledge. Tattva paricheda, that which is limiting, that which is understanding, that which is grasping some object, some substance, some tattva is vidya, that is knowledge. Now, tat sadhani pramanani, to gain that limiting knowledge, to gain that knowledge which differentiates tattva paricheda, that one differentiates from other. So, you have the knowledge of thought, you differentiate non-thought from that. So, that through, that is gained through the pramanas, means of right knowledge. No, how katam avidya udishyane, how do you say this also to be that which is endowed with ignorance. Na avidyavantam pramanani ashriyanti tat karyasya vidyayaha avidya virodhitvaditi bhavah. Because na avidyavantam pramanani ashriyanti, this person who is an ignorant, who is based on ignorant, who is acting upon ignorance, he will not depend upon the pramanas, means of right knowledge. A person who is hallucinating will not use the pramanas. So the schizophrenic or people who don't see things properly, they don't see the pramana, use the pramanas. That karyasya vidya, because its effect vidyayaha avidya virodhitvat, its effect is knowledge. I use the pramana, the pramana gives me the right knowledge, and that knowledge negates, opposes the ignorance. Therefore they are contradictory. Using the pramanas and having the ignorance, that is contradictory. Santuva pratyakshadani samvrityani yatha tatha shastani tu. Okay, let me accept that. Santuva pratyakshadini samvrityani yatha tatha. Let me, I can even accept, I can go to this low, I can stoop to this low grade, I can even accept pratyaksha to be ignorance, because of ignorance. But shastrani, shastrani tu purusha hita anushasana parani. Shastra is that which is giving the right way for the purusha, for the human being. So it is for the goodness, well-being of the human being. Shastras are giving this path. So avidya pratipakshataya na avidya vishetaya, it is opposite to avidya. It is what is hita to a purusha, what is hita to a person, that which removes the root cause of ahita, that which removes the root cause of trouble, that is well-being. So na vidya vishyani, therefore since it is negating the root cause of ignorance, negating the root cause of troubles, it cannot be based upon ignorance. Bhavitum arhanti itya shastrani chati samadatte. So that he answers, uchyate dehendriyadishu aham abhimana rahitasya. Aham abhimana heenasya, he has written. Tadatmya dharma adhyasa heenasya pramana tva anuvatto satyam pramana pravritti anuvatte. So deha indriya adishu, deha indriya adishu, in the body sense organ complex, aham abhimana ama aham mama abhimana heenasya rahitasya, this person, one who is not having, one who is devoid of the idea, the knowledge, this is me, this is I, this is mine, this I-mine complex he does not have, this identification he does not have of I and mine. So that kind of person, what kind of identification it is? Tadatmya dharma adhyasa hinasya. This identification is tadatmya adhyasa. Tadatmya dharma adhyasa. The dharma of body, mind is superimposed on the Atma, self, us, this is me, this is I, this is mine. Now, that identification with the body, sense organ is not there. That kind of person, for him, even for a person who is in deep sleep or in coma,
pramatrutva anubhattau satyam pramana parvritti anubhattehe,
he does not have this pramatrutva in him. Meaning, the knowerness, I am the knower, that idea he does not have. In the deep sleep, I don't owe to this idea, I don't associate myself to this idea that I am the seer. Therefore, I don't resort to the right means of right knowledge. So, that doesn't exist in that state.
I am artha, this is the meaning. Pramatutram hi pramanam prati, pramam prati kartutram tachya svatantriyam. Svatantriyam cha pramatu itara karaka aprayojyasya samasta karaka prayoktutvam. Pramatrutvam hi pramam prati kartutvam. Pramatrutvam, pramatrutvam means the knowerness, the seerness. What is that? What does that mean? Pramam prati kartutvam, the identification of doership with the prama, with the knowledge.
I am the knower of this knowledge, I am the doer of this knowledge, I am the seer of this knowledge. This kind of relationship.
Tatcha Svatantriyam. And that is a Svatantra, that is not dependent upon anything. Therefore, Svatantriyam cha Pramatru itra karaka aprayojyasya samasta karaka prayoktrutam. Svatantriyam, what is Svatantriyam? It is independent, we say. What is independent? Independent is Pramatru itra karaka aprayojyasya. Other than the Pramatru, it does not depend upon other than the seer, other than the knower, it does not depend upon the other classes of transaction or states of transaction. So that kind of tad anena pramakaranam pramanam prayojaniyam. Tad anena pramakaranam pramanam prayojaniyam. So through that person, through this means pramakaranam, the instrument of knowledge, pramanam, which is pramanam prayojaniyam, he should be using it. Nacha, so vyaparamantrena karanam prayuktamarhati, because this fellow should have to use this instrument for his knowledge. Because without any transaction, svavyaparamantrena, without doing any transaction by ourselves, karanam prayoktum na arhati, you cannot use the instrument. You have to put some effort, you have to keep your eyes open, you have to see things, you have to put some effort to understand anything. Without that you cannot understand anything. There should be some effort made. Nacha kutastha nitya, why he is saying this? We should have to put some effort. Without effort nothing can happen. Why he is stressing upon this point? Because nacha kutastha nitya chidatma aparinami svato vyaparava. To hit on this point, your self, your Brahman is nahumsaka, is one who cannot function. So this Brahman, which is nahumsaka, it's this Brahma we are using, is nahumsaka linga, it is unit linga. Now this Brahman, it cannot perform, it cannot do anything. So that kind of Brahman, kutastha nityaha, which is kutastha, which is like an anvil. Anvil should not move, anvil should be strong. The substratum base on which you keep anything to hit should be strong. So that kind of anvil, as anvil, nityaha, which is base for substratum for everything, that chidatma aparinami, he does not undergo any transformation. Svato vyaparavan, and since he does not undergo any transformation, na svato vyaparavan, he cannot function by himself. There is no cause for him to function, because function means transformation. He is not transformed, he does not undergo any transformation, so he does not function. Tasmat, therefore, vyaparavat buddhyadi tadatmya adhyasat vyaparavattaya pramanam adishthatum arhatiti bhavati avidyavat purusha vishyattam avidyavat purusha ashyattam pramananam iti. Therefore, tasmat vyaparavat buddhyadi tadatmya adhyasat. What you said is right. My purusha, my atma, myself will not undergo any transformation, will not be the base for transformation, but still the buddhi etc. with which he is associated, as though that buddhi etc. buddhyadi tadatmya adhyasat, he is as though associated with it. He identifies himself with the buddhi, etc. Therefore, vyapara vattaya, the buddhi, etc. has clear functions. So, since the buddhi, etc. has clear functions, pramana madhishthatu marhati, it can depend upon the pramana. It can be substratum for the pramana. It can be the one who is using the pramana. Therefore, iti bhavati avidyavat purusha vishyattam. Therefore, you can definitely say this purusha, this person who is involved with everything, anything, all these worldly transaction or shastric transaction, they are all based on ignorance. Because the self is not doing this transaction. It is the buddhi through which he is doing the transaction, the buddhi which is doing the transaction, buddhi which is based on the pramana. therefore avidyavat purushashrayatvam pramanam iti pramana namiti. Therefore it is not wrong to say that this purusha is based on the ignorance to do all the transactions. Athama ప్రవర్తిష్యత ప్రమాణాన్ని కిం నశ్చిన్నమిత్యత ఆహ నహింద్రియాణ అనుపాదాయ ప్రత్యాది వ్యవహార సంభవతి. అత మా ప్రవర్తిష్యత ప్రమాణాన్ని కిం నశ్చిన్నమిత్యత ఆహ. సో ఇఫ్ యు సే ఓకే లెట్ ది ప్రమాణాస్ నాట్ ఫంక్షన్, సో వాట్స్ ది లాస్? నశ్చిన్నం, వాట్ ఇస్ ది లాస్ ఫర్ అస్? నథింగ్. నహి ఇంద్రియాణి ఇంద్రియాణి అనుపాదాయ ప్రత్యక్షాది వ్యవహార సంభవతి. వితౌట్ ది use of sense organs the transactions pratyaksha etc means all the transactions, pratyaksha in the direct perception, inference, whatever may be the transaction, no pramanas will function. Therefore vyavahriyate anena iti vyavahara. What is vyavahara? Vyavahara means through which you transact, means the result, phalam pratyakshadinam pramanam phalamityartha, meaning through which you gain the result of the transaction, whatever transaction you make. So you do the pratyaksha, when you see something through your eyes, the object which you grasp is the phala, is the result. That is what he says, indriyani iti indriya lingadini drashtavyam dandino gacchanti iti vat. So he has used nahi indriyani anupadaya. Indriyani means indriya lingadini, the pointers, indriya lingadini, like dandino gacchanti. When I say dandino gacchanti, it means the person who is endowed with this kind of stick. So I am referring to some pointer. The same way ekam hi pratyaksha gacchanti iti vat, evam hi pratyakshadi iti upavadyate. In the same way pratyaksha etc, also all this transaction also vyavahara kriyaya cha vyavahari akshepat samana kartakata. Vyavahara kriyaya kriyaya cha. See, if I am going to transact, if I say I am transacting, if there is a transaction, no, let us not say I am transacting, let us say there is a transaction. Transaction means there is someone who is doing the transaction. So there is a transaction going on. You will ask akshepadabhya, who is that who is transacting? So is vyavahari akshepat, when I say there is a transaction, there is a dependence, there is a question of the transactor. So samana kartakata, therefore the transaction and the transactor are same. That is understood. Anupadaya yo vyavahara iti yojana, therefore you have to understand without depending upon, without giving upon, whatever vyavahara is done, that is the understanding. Kimiti punaha pramata upadatte pramanani acha swayam eva kasmat na pravartante pramanani ityata aha. Kimiti punaha phala pramata upadatte pramanani kimiti punaha, what pramata upadatte pramanani, does the pramata, does the seer, that does the knower, does the person who knows, he adatte pramanani upadatte, does he handle the pramanas? If you say yes, then avidyavat vishayam you will be negating. So he says atha swayam eva kasmat na pravartante pramanani tyataha. If he is going to handle, why not he himself, why does he transact through the pramanas, why does he not do the transaction himself directly? If you say why does not the sense organ do the transaction directly? If you say nacha adishthanamantrena indriyana vyavahara sambhavati bhashya, nacha adishthanamantrena indriyana vyavahara sambhavati without the adishthana, without the substratum, antrena without the substratum indriyana vyavahara nacha sambhavati na sambhavati, indriya the transaction of the sense organs will never happen. Therefore ప్రమాణానాం వ్యాపారః న సంభవతి. దట్స్ ది ఐడియా. న జాతు కారణాని అనధిష్టాని కర్త స్వకార్యే వ్యాప్రియంతే. న జాతు, దేర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ There is nowhere you can see the karanani, wherever, in no place you can see karanani anadishtani. Karana is sense organs which are not based on a person. Kartra swakarye cannot lead this karta, the doer, or this doer cannot, without basing this instrument on something else, do his function. So the sense organ should be in a place, and that should be in this karta, that should be related to this karta, this doer. Only then there can be this transaction possible.
Mahabhut kumindarahitebhyo bhemadibhyo patotpattiriti
atha deha eva adishthata. If you don't accept like that, if you don't accept like that, then what happens? The in a mill where you create the clothes, there is this small thing like fish which travels from one corner to another corner, and there is another lead which you when this line travels, it's a zigzag pattern. This it takes the thread to the other corner. So when this fish takes this thread to the other corner in the mill, then there is another small in a handloom machine, there is another stick which you will move for this thread which was taken by the fish to be compressed. Now this act cannot be done without the doer. Automatic it cannot happen. No, now it's automatic machines, but still you one should have to press a button, switch on, you have to switch it on.